In the 30 years of the Troubles in Northern Ireland, over 3,500 people were killed. Among those numbers were 16 people who were disappeared, meaning their families had no bodies to bury. The Northern Ireland Legislative Assembly on Monday debated the effort to help bring closure for these families. In the past number of years, progress has been made, with 9 of the 16 disappeared being successfully located and their bodies returned to their loved ones. However, the remains of 7 victims have still not been located. Member of the Assembly Dominic Bradley told Charles Collins that finding these victims is important for reconciliation in Northern Ireland.
Well, in total, 17 people disappeared during the Troubles, and to date the remains of 9 victims have been recovered. And one of the crucial elements in recovering remains is accurate information. We have a commission set up here by the two governments. It's called the Independent Commission for the Location of Victims' Remains. They have forensic expertise in forensic archaeology and other areas. But in order for them to carry out their work as efficiently and as effectively as they can, they need accurate information. And there are a number of cases where they have been digging in search of remains but have not found remains. And the very strong feeling is that if those who were involved in disappearing these individuals were to come forward with more information and more accurate information, there's a strong possibility that the remains would be found. And it makes a tremendous difference to the families of the disappeared to have the opportunity to afford them a Christian burial. In Ireland here, you probably know, we have the tradition of the wake, the funeral service and the funeral. And these are rites which I think bring great solace to people and help them come to terms with the death. All of these rights obviously are denied to the families of the disappeared, and those families who have had remains of their loved ones located and returned to them for burial, I think they have gained a very significant measure of contentment and peace from that. And it's that we want, hopefully, to give to the families who are still awaiting the return of their loved ones.
What's the time period? What's the longest period for these remains, the shortest period? How long have these people been missing?
Well, there are various lengths of time going back over 20 years. Obviously, that places a huge burden on the families of the victims. And, you know, some of us have experienced occasions when we lost a loved one and had to wait perhaps several days in order for the burial to take place. And that places a burden on relatives. But you can imagine the burden that's placed on families who have to wait decades before they have the opportunity to inter the remains of their loved ones. So it's a humanitarian issue, and I will be approaching it along with my colleagues in the Northern Ireland Assembly here at Stormont today in a non-party political fashion. The families don't want to know necessarily who disappeared their relatives, where it happened, how it happened, or why it happened. They just want the remains of their relatives returned to them so that they can afford them the right of a Christian burial.
You mentioned that this is more of a humanitarian appeal, not a political appeal, but how important is finding these people who disappeared for reconciliation in Northern Ireland?
Well, I think it's very important. It's one of the, what we would call the outstanding legacies of the Troubles here in Northern Ireland. And it's an open sore for the families involved, and one which obviously has to be dealt with. It is being dealt with gradually, and there has been a success in locating remains of seven victims. There is still some distance to go. It is a political issue insofar as obviously there is a desire in all sections of the community in Northern Ireland to deal with outstanding legacy issues. This is one of them, and this is a very important issue. And it's for that reason, for that bigger political reason, that I bring this motion to the House today.